to the Dynasty Hot Sauce Podcast. I'm Larry Monkey! You can find me on Twitter at FFLarryMonkey.
We have a man with his knee parallel to his head. He's covering his face. I don't know. He's talking to somebody, but he can't. He's got everything on mute. He's at Run DFF. He's Justin Rogers! And he's got chickens and tornadoes going on. What's up, Bobby?
What's up, man? What's up? Whew. I ain't got no tornadoes today. No naders. It's a peaceful, calm Mississippi evening.
That's a nader. You call them naders?
Sometimes. When you're being real redneck. Yeah, wow. You got a nader. Yeah, it's kind of like a tater or a mater. You got a nader. You ever heard taters and maters?
Yes. So the draft is next week. Are you kidding me? Woohoo!
I'm so stoked.
I don't know. What are you most looking forward to?
I want to see the surprise wide receiver. You know, like who's the wide receiver that pops into the end of the first round?
Oh, there'll be one for sure.
There might be two. There might be a couple of them.
You know who I think it is? You know, I think obviously it's going to be Worthy. He's going to be like the guy.
I don't think that's a surprise.
I mean,
in what world is that a surprise first round? I'm thinking like Ladd McConkey or A.D. Mitchell or somebody like that.
Keon Coleman.
I don't think Keon Coleman makes it up there, but that would be a surprise. Yeah, it would be quite the surprise.
Make some draft predictions and write them on the board.
I don't know, man. It's kind of status quo. I say that no more than four quarterbacks go on the
first round. Oh, here we go. Now we're talking.
Penix and Nix are not making the first round.
All right. This is the – we have the Run DFF side of this board and the Larry Monkey side of this board. So you're saying how many QBs?
If the over-under is 4.5, I'm taking the under.
Okay, ready?
Four or fewer.
Okay.
I'm taking under 4.5 QBs.
QB. Yeah, under 4.5.
Yep.
Under 4.5. Okay, so we're talking. Okay. I will say over 4.5.
Wow. Okay.
This is the the Penix Nix conversation.
It is.
Right?
It is.
That's all that matters. That's the only thing separating this over under.
Right.
Is Penix or Nix. Right. All right. Wide receivers. This is first round right here. Rob, wide receivers. Over under. First round drafted wide receivers.
Let me see what the official over under is for this.
I know I'm going with my number. I'm going to say 6. And I said 6. Ages ago in the Patreon chat when we discussed this, join our Patreon and you get instant access to
the official over under is 6.5. So you're taking the under.
Are you kidding me?
I want the over.
You can't take the over.
I'm taking the over on wide receivers.
What'd you say it was?
Over
6.5?
Yeah, 6.5.
Wow. And you're taking the over.
Yep.
Just want to be against you. 6, but I want more. I want an over. I'm going over also. We can assign points. Let's over. Okay. Running backs, nothing. Tight ends, 1.
Yeah.
So it's really just this.
1. Okay. How about this? Brock Bowers, top 8.
I will say no.
You can say after 8 or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, who do you got going first, Drake May or Jaden Daniels?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go Daniels. Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm on Daniels as well.
So you say Bowers is top 8?
Yep.
Yeah, you love Brock Bowers.
So does the NFL, baby. Let's go.
Man, all that talk about Bowers going to the Jets and he's not even going to make it there.
I don't think so.
Is there the first trade will occur?
Ooh.
Top 5 or top 10? Like, give me a range like that.
I say the first trade happens in the top 7 at either 6 or 7.
Wow.
Are you even higher than that or are you outside of that?
I'm going to go top 5 trade.
Okay, so Chicago, Washington, New England, Arizona, and the Chargers, huh?
I think someone's going to leapfrog the Giants to steal
J.J. McCarthy?
Perhaps, yeah. Not that the Giants plan to draft him.
But did you see that? You see something about the Chargers are not going to help Minnesota move up or something like that?
But is that because Harbaugh doesn't want McCarthy going to Minnesota?
I don't know.
That's weird, right?
I saw something about it, and I was like, I don't understand why. We've got the board.
Any other zany predictions?
I don't know that I do right now.
Where's the tier? Give me a tier drop with wide receivers. You have your Harrison Neighbors,
and that's then my tier.
When does okay?
Adunze and Worthy are my second tier.
Adunze, Worthy go when? Top 10?
I'll say like top 13. I don't know that Worthy gets to the top 10. But I could see the Jets taking him. I could see
Worthy?
Yeah. You don't think that'd be interesting with Garrett Wilson?
It might be, yeah. I like Adunze.
I could see Denver taking him.
Wow. We're talking about who again?
Worthy.
Worthy.
He probably falls a little later, but I'll say top 13. Let's get spicy. That's four receivers in the top 13. That's
okay. So Worthy and who did I pick? Worthy Adunze. And who were we talking about? Adunze?
Yeah.
I just feel like he's not going to make it out of the top eight.
Adunze, I could see that for sure. I could see that.
Top eight.
I think you should say, well, even Chicago at 9 isn't taking Adunze. It's probably 7 or 10.
No, don't discredit. I mean, if this is going to be a legendary wide receiver class,
I don't think
Atlanta draw on who's going to take one and who's not going to take one.
Well, you know, I was going to say I don't think Atlanta or Chicago are going to take one, but both of them could grade out.
It wouldn't surprise me if Atlanta went wide receiver. Why not?
Because they've been focused so much on defense. There's been so much talk about
who's the Falcons wide receiver too.
Kyle Pitts.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Mooney?
Yeah, it's Mooney. It doesn't matter. Honestly, Mooney's not a terrible wide receiver, too.
Of course it matters. What are you talking about? It doesn't matter.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter because who cares about the wide receiver,
too? Oh, yes. In that respect, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I thought we could rank some players. It'd be a rookie and four veterans. I'll give you the rookie and the four veterans. I'm going to keep trade cut. I'm going to take basically four veterans around the rookie. And you rank them, and let's see what you would rather have, such as like, okay, we'll start with Caleb Williams. The four players are Joe Burrow, Anthony Richardson, Justin Herbert, and Jordan Love. So keep trade cut. Oh. How would you rank those five guys? Burrow, Richardson, Herbert, Love, and Caleb Williams.
Hold on. Let me write this down.
Yeah, I was going to type it into a spreadsheet while you're going, but yeah, that's fine.
Herbert, Love, Burrow.
A-Rich. And Williams.
Rich. Wow. Write this down, right? A little George Strait. Appreciate him or no? You don't like George Strait?
Yeah, whatever. I told you. He and Garth, they ushered in the
Bro Country.
Yep.
Dude, why are you come on?
We don't have to get into this today. Come on. All right, so how do you rank these five guys?
Okay, Herbert 1, Love 2, Burrow 3, A-Rich 4, Caleb 5.
Love, Burrow, A-Rich, Caleb.
Herbert, Love, Burrow, A-Rich, Caleb.
Huh. All right. So off the top of my head, I want Herbert.
We're talking about my dynasty team.
Herbert, Burrow, Caleb.
What? You talking about me still?
Nope. I'm telling you mine. Love, A-Rich.
Oh, give me yours again.
It's Herbert, Burrow, Caleb, Love, A-Rich. So I don't feel confident about Richardson. I don't know. I think he's going to end up putting himself in harm's way too much trying to get points on the ground. And I do like Arich, but I mean, I do love Caleb. Herbert is the only one that we completely agree on.
Yeah, how about that?
The rest, it's a mix for sure.
Yeah,
so I thought we could do that throughout the show. We could do some rant, you know, just be a quick little rank 'em thing. Let's see how we feel about these players in tiers that they're similar to. We'll just kind of go through and rank five players at a time.
Okay.
Involving rookies.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
It'll kind of put it all together and give us an idea. Okay, you have the 101. Who would you trade that for? Who would you not? You have the 102. Like, okay, this is the Marvin Harrison tier. Who would you trade for? Who would you not? That kind of thing. Do you want to keep going or you want to talk about some other stuff and like randomly do the show?
I'd like to do a random which rookie pick will you trade for Travis Kelce?
Okay.
Which rookie pick would you right now?
Which rookie pick would I trade for
let's just say 1.75.
Okay. I'd probably trade the 110, 111.
110, 111.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy.
I know. Yeah, top five overall.
Shit, he's the guy that can help you win a championship.
Top two. But when is the well going to run dry?
I don't know. That's the question. I don't know. It's not this year. Like, he'll be on the field this year. I don't know.
He's got the personal life. He's going to buy an island, right? He'll probably own his own island by next season.
Maybe. He's still one of the greatest tight ends of all time.
You think he's going to come back and just keep going? He's got a lot of pressure to do that, I guess, also, you know? But he might just wrap it up.
I don't know if there's that much pressure on him anymore. They've won two Super Bowls and 3 out of 4. What kind of pressure is there?
And everyone's saying, you know, if people are like, oh, you're spending too much, your focus isn't on the, you know, all you care about is your, blah, blah, you know, all the tabloid.
No, I don't know, man. At some point you get to the age where you don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, he's probably
really there. Really, when you're 34, 35 years old, you've won three championships, you're considered one of the greatest of all time, the pressure's off, you know?
Yeah.
He's just out there living his life, having a good time. He's kind of gronking it up, man.
We've talked about either side of how Kelce might be feeling. So,
sure. All right, how are you? What are you doing? Where are you going with the pick?
Where's the rookie pick that I'm bailing on Kelce?
Earliest that you'll spend on Kelce.
I just want to look up the and I've been using the Dynasty Trade Calculator rankings lately, which is kind of no one really talks about it, I don't think. Maybe they do. I don't generally, but I've been using them a lot lately because after having, you know, Izzy on the show, he told us where the rankings are pulled from. It's all kind of ADP stuff. So I'm just doing a rookie overall and I punch in the tight end premium. And it's just like you're doing a DTC trade, but you punch in the same parameters style and you get your rankings that way. So when am I out? Oh, man.
When are you buying? What are you spending on Travis Kelce? What would you give for Travis Kelce?
I mean, I'd obviously rather have Travis Kelce than Bucky Irving. Right?
You got to get to at least like the 201, right?
Yeah. Looking at this list, and obviously draft capital plays a bit of a role here, but
this is all pre-draft talk. Because, I mean,
looking at the rookie Superflex rankings, you're talking like Penix or Kelce. You're taking Kelce.
Yeah, or right. Conky
Coleman. Yeah, you're right. It is around the 110, 111.
Like, yeah, 110 is what, Xavier Worthy or Brian Thomas?
No, I mean, yeah, the 110's Worthy, according to DTC, 111 Franklin, 12 Keon Coleman, McConkey, 13 Brooks. I mean, maybe you want to get that RB1. Because we talked about landing spot might catapult that guy up.
Right.
So maybe that'll get you that for a Kelce. But, yeah, man, right around that end of the first round for me, for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
I got him in this dispersal auction we're doing. It's we've shrunk a league down from 16 to 14. Everybody got $250. I traded a bunch of pieces, got a crap ton of money. I let Marvin Harrison go for 500. I wasn't interested in spending that kind of money at all.
Wow. Did you have it to spend?
Oh, yeah. I had like $800-something. But
why not? Why didn't you go for Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Because I'd rather somebody throw all their money out there, and I'm accumulating. So right now I have Luther Burden. And he's the wide receiver one in next year's class.
Right.
That
is correct.
Yeah, yeah. And I have Travis Kelce. And I'm also acquiring $340 of Debbie money in about 58 minutes. Nobody can outbid it. Everybody's money is tied up. I love doing that to people.
You're bidding on money?
Yeah, because the Debbie picks from those two teams are in the auction.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So I can get that. And then I'll reset the board. Might grab Nicholas Singleton, might get Dante Moore, might get some more rookie money. I don't know. I got all this money to spend.
Nice. And
there's only a couple guys that even have, like, one guy has $250 and nobody else has anything more than $175. And I still have $300-something, $367, $369, something like that. So I still have plenty of money to run the board. But I got Travis Kelce in there, and that's what we were talking about and why you brought it up. I'm gonna try and sell, but I want to sell Kelce for a player. I don't want to sell him for a pick. So like Kyle Pitts, I was thinking about doing that.
Kelce for Pitts.
And you were like, try for extra, try for a third on top. I'm like, I don't, you know.
Why not?
But what I also could do is trade Kelce to a contending team for their Debbie money. And because I'm already going to be – it's going to be me and one other guy at the top of the Debbie list.
Yeah.
So maybe I can add a little bit more Debbie money. My problem is, and I'm looking – I've been trying to look at what the Debbie players are that are available. It's a little thin. It's a little thin. We don't have a great future crop of Debbie players. Like last year, you could pick a bunch of running backs and wide receivers and even quarterbacks. But it's a little thin on what's available and what – and how much money is going to be out there. So, I don't know. But, like, I spent $251 on Luther Burden. Garrett Wilson went for $296, and Marvin Harrison went for $500.
Marvin Harrison went for $500.
Yeah.
And all the next level guys went for $256.
$296. Garrett Wilson. It was an overspend. It was by our good friend, Jim Dickey.
Dickey went all in. Nice.
All in. I kind of manipulated the board a little bit. So Shane had his money tied up, and I didn't want to try and bid Marvin Harrison up, but I did want some money tied up. So I took I took the player that Shane had.
Wow.
Yeah, I took Garrett Wilson. And when I did, I messaged Ruben. And I was like, I wonder if Shane's going to run – if he's going to run the bid up on Marvin Harrison. An hour later – I look up and Marvin Harrison is at 500. He was at 250 before that. He was at 500, and Shane was the only one that had the money to do it. And I was like, it worked. I took Shane's player, so his money was back in play, and he used it to run Marvin Harrison Jr. up, and then he rebid on Garrett Wilson. And so that took away $800 of the pool right there between the two guys.
Which was
perfect.
Nice. That's exciting. So, I mean, I pulled up the Dynasty rankings, Superflex. Where do you think Kelce lands? I think he's top 50 Dynasty ranks. These are ranks. I couldn't get a hold of the ADP, which is kind of frustrating.
So top 50 might be a stretch. I think he's going to be in that 55 range. Where you got?
Nice, 48.
Okay, so he's top 50.
Actually, his ADP is 48, but these – well, hold on. Oh, wait.
If he's 48, then he's worth way more than the 110.
45. Yeah, he's a 45th player.
Well, then he's worth way more than the 110. Well, I mean, like, what's the nearest rookie to him, up or down?
I'm trying to see that. What? I don't think rookies aren't here. Come on, DLF. If you want us to represent your podcast, then you gotta step it up.
Well, that's what they've been trying to do. Here, I'm gonna go into Keep Trade Cut and see where.
Dude, why do you keep saying Keep Trade Cut? Why? I thought there
because it's simple.
Site was like whack.
It is a little whack, but it's interesting just to pull up to see what people say.
Really? Why? What is? I've never used it. Is it an app?
All it is it's crowdsourced. So when you go on, you can they'll pop up a window and say keep trade cut, and they'll have three players, and you pick them. And so that's how they rank their players, is by those,
just by everyone just jumping in there.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean it's just crowdsourced.
Is it accurate? I mean, I'm sure you have a ton of fat fingers.
I mean, it's pretty close. You're talking about thousands of votes.
You gotta be like 5% off Fat Finger, give a 5% Fat Finger discount.
There's nearly 14 million data points provided by users. Now, not all of those obviously are the most recent, but still.
I just caught Kyle, one of our boys in the DDCL chat, where he was just like, so people are pick. I took a shot of Ruben. This is our four copy Dynasty Diagnostic Champions League, the relegation league, where we're looking for another orphan or two. Give us a shout if you're interested in this four copy league. Ruben's like, something's fishy in here. You're in the top level talking to me, because clearly I'm in the top level of this.
Yeah, the very bottom of the top level.
Right. So Kyle's like, Class S is where the cool kids hang out. Not sure how Larry got in. And then you're like, it's a mystery. And then he responds like, Huntley getting to the Pro Bowl. So that was a line from the last show out of you.
Oh, man.
All right, yeah, Kyle.
That's right. Be honest, it's by attrition. Most of them. Yeah.
Hey. You're up there. Hey, and that inspired me to put Justin Jefferson on the trade block. I have yet to sell him. I'm excited to. There is time before the rookie draft. Rookie draft is late in this league, isn't it? Isn't it like a June rookie draft or something?
It's pretty late. Yeah.
It's because most of your rookie drafts happen in the month of May. But I have two leagues that I think it's OG League, which had an interesting trade today. Not generally worth talking, but Stevie D was involved, so I guess it's kind of worth talking about, right?
Right, yeah. Nick Chubb or a 25-second?
It got me and Justin talking.
It did. How do you feel about those? That's the trade, Nick Chubb or 25-second?
I mean, I want the second.
And see, if I'm contending, I'll just take Nick Chubb. If I think I can contend this year, if I can speak, shit.
Just say it a bunch of times in a row, like, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.
Yeah, you want to talk about stumbling. All right, so, on Keep Trade Cut, Brian Thomas is 74th and Kelsey is 75th. Xavier Worthy is down at 93.
I want Brian Thomas, I think.
Yeah, well, they're right next to each other, so. It appears that Keep Trade Cut slightly wants Brian Thomas. Yeah.
I love that the over-under is 6.5 wide receivers. That's amazing. It's seven wideouts and five quarterbacks.
See?
12, that's half the
over. Hold on. You took the other way. You took the under on the wide receivers and the over. So you're talking about five quarterbacks and six.
We both took the over on the wide receivers.
No, you said six and then changed it when I said the over-under was 6.5. That's not right, son.
What are you talking about? I didn't change anything.
You said six wide receivers. And then when
in speaking, when I wrote it down, I took the over. I was like, there's no way I'm taking the under here.
Golly. All right, let's do another player. Marvin Harrison Jr., you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you got Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka, and Garrett Wilson.
I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. after Chase and who?
St. Brown, Puka, Wilson.
give me MGH after Chase. Why not?
Wow.
Let's roll the dice. Let's get MHJ. Hot. Let's get hot.
So you got Chase, MHJ, then what?
Oh, I'm ranking all these guys. Shit.
Yeah, they're ranking them all.
Dang it. Let me
RSB, Puka, and Garrett Wilson.
I love it. Oh, man, I would love to have all these guys on my team. Puka, Wilson, Chase, Puka, Wilson, and who else?
ARSB.
MHJ ARSB.
Okay. And then Puka and Wilson, how you go?
I love it. Wow.
How do you rank those two?
Fantastic. Okay. I'm going to do this right now. Ready?
Yeah.
Chase. Wilson, MGH, Puka, ARSB. Yeah.
MHJ, not MGH.
Sorry.
Puka and ARSB. So you're taking St. Brown last?
Yes.
Wow. I've got.
You know what? Can I flip-flop right now and put Puka last?
Go ahead. Flip what you want to.
Let's put Puka at 5 and ARSB at 4.
Okay. So this is how I have it. So you have Chase, Wilson, Marvin, ARSB, Puka.
Yes.
I have Chase, Marvin, ARSB, Puka, Wilson.
Nice. Okay.
I can't.
I could go either way. I could go either way with Marvin Harrison being 2.
Yeah.
That's a homer in me.
Wilson's the only one I can't go that high with.
Listen, man. Well, I mean, in this grouping, Wilson is a turn guy and a startup for me because I know he's not going to come back to me. Or I guess maybe he
will. Right. Because if you don't take him, you're not getting him kind of thing. Right. I understand. I don't like it, but I understand.
Right. But I'm taking Wilson kind of relatively early. I don't think I'm taking – I mean, I'm taking probably Marvin Harrison. Okay, so if I'm not trying to be spicy, then Marvin Harrison would be 2 for me. I'd probably take him – if I was on the turn, I'd probably take him and – I mean, imagine getting Wilson and Marvin Harrison on the turn. That's a nice wide receiver duo right there.
Yeah, but then you don't have a quarterback.
Great way to kick out. Hey, listen, who's more? Marvin Harrison don't have a quarterback either.
He'll have a quarterback in Arizona.
Maybe.
He'll have a quarterback. Well, that was interesting. That's
not New England.
No, not New England.
I mean, stranger things. There could be. You never know. There could be some weird shit. Chargers? Man, does Chargers have a shot at him? Holy moly. Sounds like you're leaning tackle, but whatever.
That would be sweet. They need to take a wide receiver. My goodness, they need to take a wide receiver.
Yeah, this could be all Mr. Smokescreen.
Right. Now, do they take a wide receiver? I don't know, but they need to. Hey, just for reference, C.J. Stroud is number 3 and Justin Jefferson is number 4 on Keep Trade Cut.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't like your deal, man. I didn't like your deal. You're still smarting over that one. Still smarts.
I didn't get a counter, asshole.
Dude, I don't have this much time on my hands. I tried to put something together. I think. Right, I did not put a counter together. That is my fault. Wait a minute.
I sent Rocky a trade there, and he hadn't responded. It's going to expire tomorrow. I need him to wake up. Hmm. It was Jefferson in the 109. Yeah, no, 108 for Stroud in the 112.
Uh-huh.
So a four spot bump.
All right, give me the next grouping. What do you think?
Okay,
what do
you got? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, well, the next one is neighbors, okay?
Oh, okay.
AJ Brown, Drake London, Chris Olave, Brandon Ayuk.
Hmm. Wow, this is interesting. You gotta make them do it fast. I mean, if Neighbors goes to the Giants, I'm just gonna fucking. That's gonna blow.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, let's do this. Ready?
Yeah.
AJB. Yeah. Olave. London, Ayuk, Neighbors.
Wow. You hate Neighbors.
I don't. I'm just afraid of the team that is going to draft him is going to be a team that is not going to, I don't know. You're right.
They might have someone like Derek Carr as their quarterback.
Let me change that. Let me go back into the box. I want the mystery box. Let me rearrange my
your rankings because I can trash them. Come on.
Hold on. It's really just AJB. Okay, fine. Fuck it. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Let me do this. Okay. Neighbors. AJ Brown.
Whoa.
London.
Did you just move Neighbors from fifth to first?
Olave Ayuk. Yes.
Neighbors, AJ Brown.
London, Olave Ayuk.
So why do you hate Ayuk?
There's a lot of mouths to feed in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, according to a couple sources, Ayuk has demanded a trade. But then, of course, his agent said he did not. So I'm going to take his agent and his word for that one. The next player is right in that same group. So I'm going to have a little crossover here. Since you have Olave and Ayuk and I have – all right, so let's go.
That's how easy hot takes can be. You just change them up and it's complete opposite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so how about this? Ayuk, Adunze, Waddle, Tyreek, Devontae Smith. There you go.
Wait a minute. What was your five?
Ayuk.
Right.
Adunze.
What?
Waddle.
Wait, you give me a brand new one?
Yeah.
This what one has your, a what was your what was your
oh, one? I didn't tell you mine. Oh, my bad. My bad. Mine was AJ Brown, Neighbors.
One.
And then London, Ayuk, Olave.
Olave last. We hit that Derek Carr connection.
And there is no Derek Carr connection. That's the problem. There's nobody can connect with Derek Carr except Devontae Adams.
Doesn't exist. Yeah, well, if he didn't, then we got benched for that.
Well, no, he did. I mean, Adams got his. They benched him because they didn't want to get that injury guarantee and then be stuck with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They had to play that game. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes. Do it.
Okay. Ayuk. Adunze. Waddle. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to take Tyreek out. Devontae Smith and Michael Pittman. Let's get all middle to young guys. I don't want to throw Tyreek in there. He seems like the odd man out.
All right. Ayuk, Adunze, Waddle, Smith, Pittman. We're going to go Smith, Waddle, Adunze, Pittman, Ayuk.
Okay. Smith, Waddle, Adunze, Pittman, Ayuk.
Yes.
Holy crap. We are like almost opposite here.
Nice.
Yeah. So you went Smith, Waddle, Adunze, Pittman, Ayuk.
Yes.
I went Waddle, Ayuk, Pittman, Adunze, Smith. I have Smith last in that group.
Really? It's just not like a big deal.
I don't like the Slim Reaper.
That's right. You never liked him.
Yeah. I tried to like him last year, and then he let me down.
I've been trying to get him, and I can't. I cannot acquire Devonta Smith. I can't. I've tried. I can. No one wants to sell him to me.
What are you trying to buy? What are you trying to, send for him?
That's a good question. What's he worth?
Well, I want Adunze over him, so the 107-ish.
I think that's about right. So the 108 would be worth Devonta. No, I don't. Yeah, you're right. The 108 guy's selling me Devonta Smith.
I would give the 108 for Devonta Smith. Yes. I have Adunze over him in my little quick ranking here.
I have the 108 in a couple leagues. I should try to get a Devonta Smith with the 108.
I think it's reasonable. I mean, you're talking about the top six guys, three quarterbacks, two wide receivers, and a tight end. And then maybe Adunze at 7. Maybe it's J.J. McCarthy at 7. But
Bowers is mixed in there?
Bowers is already in there. The top 6 include Bowers.
Okay, well then there. Okay, so there's a starting quarterback in the mix there, an early round drafted top five.
A J.J. McCarthy.
I mean, he's a top 5 quarterback, then he should be going high in a super flex. There's just no doubt about it.
Is J.J. McCarthy going in the top 5? Do you think that happens?
Who knows? You don't know the smoke screens and all this kind of nonsense. He was kind of like a 20s guy right when everything started, and now all of a sudden he's a top 5 guy. So
yeah, I don't see the truth. I don't see top 5 getting there, but I get it, I guess. Can Minnesota get to the top 5? Because that's when he would go to the top 5.
With a trade with the Giants.
Well, that would be 6. So.
Trade with the, was it the Chargers?
Chargers, yeah. Or the Cardinals at 4.
It would be in their best interest if they dropped and picked up a second, where then they could load up with another. I mean, I guess that should be the recipe for everybody, unless you have a contender.
It's more expensive to move up to the top 5 than that. It takes another first.
Yeah.
To move up. It's in everybody's best interest, but you have to find the team that's willing to spend that kind of capital to move up. That means they have to be in love with somebody. Like, it's not just one of those where, oh, well, I feel okay about him. I'll move up.
Man, CJ Stroud, top 5. Unbelievable. Top 5 overall QB.
Top 3 in QB. I want to sell him so bad. I can't justify that price, that's for sure.
It's unbelievable. Superflex. Superflex April ADP. CJ Stroud, QB 5. Nice to see Lamar Jackson in the top 5.
Yeah.
Nice to see 4 non-white quarterbacks in the top 5.
Dude, the league is not dominated by white dudes anymore. Not at the quarterback position. Not at all. It's the offensive line is about the only place where the league dominates at white with a bunch of white dudes. That's it.
Well, that's good to see. It's about time.
Well, yeah, finally they're figuring out that the best athletes can play quarterback.
Yeah.
You know.
So we got Dynasty current ADP. We have Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. Back-to-back, 7 and 8.
In other places, CeeDee Lamb is ahead of Chase. For instance, on Keep Trade Cut.
Oh, the you missed.
Yeah, I think it's closer. I think Jefferson is in his own tier. And it's Lamb and Chase in their own tier. Maybe ARSB can bump into that. I don't think that Lamb and Chase are in the Jefferson tier personally.
Lamb, I mean, come on. There have been games where you know after the first drive that CeeDee Lamb's going to have a ridiculous game because Dak just throws on the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to back.
Remember last season, I thought that Chase and Lamb were equal, and I traded I got a plus on top of Lamb and sending Chase away. And I won. No, I got second in that league. But part of it was because I did that. I got Javonte Williams, I think, was the plus. It wasn't like a huge plus, but it was CeeDee Lamb and Javonte Williams for Ja'Marr Chase. Sure.
We talked about your Herbert Love, Burrow, A-Rich, Caleb in the DLF ADP at least. It goes Burrow, Herbert, A-Rich, Caleb, Love.
See, I don't know why Burrow would be above Herbert. That I can't figure out.
Yeah.
But
weapons at this point, I guess.
I guess, but until Herbert shows that he can't lift an offense, I'll just take that. He's good enough to do so. Because it's not like Burrow puts up elite numbers. He's never been an elite fantasy quarterback.
He's kind of been an illusion, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been solid, which is nice. There's nothing wrong with solid. He's been better than T-Law, you know?
Well, yeah. T-Law hasn't really demonstrated any kind of...
Let me tell you something. I traded T-Law for cash in this dispersal thing.
Nice.
Like, and it's a 14 teamer. I was like, all right, give me $250. I'll give you T Law and some other shit I threw in. I don't remember. I got $250 for Trey McBride. And a 2.0.
Why are you getting rid of Trey McBride?
Well, because I wanted the money, and I knew that my roster is it's all Devy, and I didn't have that many players to give up. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go to Brian Thomas.
All right.
Okay. You ready?
Okay, Brian Thomas, do it.
All right. JSN, George Pickens, Jaden Reed, Brian Thomas, yeah. Rashee Rice. I picked five.
Nice.
A bunch of second-year players or third in case of Pickens. And Brian Thomas. All young guys.
We're going to go Pickens 1, Reed 2, Brian Thomas 3, JSN 4, Rashee Rice 5.
Pickens,
Reed, Thomas, JSN, Rice.
Okay. I am going JSN.
What?
Yeah. I'm going JSN. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go Reed, Pickens, Rice, and Thomas.
Thomas last.
Yep.
Going for the hit and run guy first.
I think that's going to be resolved with like a 2-game suspension. It's not going to matter.
He'll just spend a bunch of money on everybody, and he'll pay off everybody and everything.
Right. Yeah, I think that ends up being a non-issue in the grand scheme of Dynasty. You know, it's not like he – I mean, that's obviously stupid. He didn't, and I don't want to like downplay it, but he didn't Henry Ruggs anybody. So, you know, it just so happened that his street racing caused an accident. I don't want to downplay it. I'm just saying that in the grand scheme of things, it's not
bad. Yeah. So Pickens is your 3.
Pickens is my 3.
Pickens is my 1.
I know.
Well, George Pickens.
Yep. Yeah.
We both have the you same.
You got JSN down at 4, and I've got him at 1.
Yeah, that's another interesting one.
Oh, I still like the talent of JSN. I need Lockett to fade so that JSN gets on the field more. That's all.
But is Metcalf ever going to fade?
I don't need Metcalf to fade. I just need one of them, which would be Lockett, to fade so that JSN can get on the field more and get more targets.
But is there going to be a quarterback that can support both him and Metcalf?
Yeah, I mean, do you think that Geno can support 2,000-yard receivers?
I mean, it's like, hold on, but it's like T. Higgins or JSN?
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough because we've seen T. Higgins do it for a while now. But T. Higgins is also getting up there. He's like 27, right?
But he's a Joe. No, he's not. Joe Burrow. But you're thinking about, but it comes down to quarterback also.
Did you say no, he's not? Let's see. How old is T. Higgins? No, he's 25. My bad.
Yeah.
He's probably higher than this list. If I had to scroll up on Keep Trade Cut, he's probably a good bit higher.
Where's T. Higgins?
Yeah. See, that was in the range of like 62, 64, 70 for overall. And T. Higgins is 53 overall.
So who do I compare him to? Which wide receiver to? Oh, JSN.
Yeah, JSN.
So if Higgins is the okay, wide receiver 22. Where is JSN? That's interesting.
Go down to like wide receiver.
Back. He's down below. Yeah, he's so Higgins is wide receiver 22, and JSN's wide receiver 31. 75th.
Wow, that's a much different than what's on.
Say a 20 pick difference in favor of Higgins. Well,
On this, on Keep Trade Cut, T. Higgins is wide receiver 19 and JSN is wide receiver 25. Much higher. Names that I didn't include that are in that range, Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, you know, Devontae Adams is in there.
And so, I feel like, and you know, in terms of the DLF ADP, I mean, are they pulling this directly from MFL? I mean, ADP is okay. The ADP is drawn from Superflex Dynasty mock drafts. So I've been in some of these mock drafts. And, you know, you fall asleep and, you know, it gets the auto pick and stuff. But,
yeah,
but they're pretty accurate. You know, I recently just did one actually. So maybe it was in this one of these because they it seems like they take four mocks and that's how they mash them up into the ADP.
Yeah, and I think they take some live data as well, but I'm not positive about that.
Yeah. So are you comfortable with Anthony Richardson being a first round Superflex quarterback?
I mean, it's fine, but it's not where I would go. If I was stuck with that, I would trade back. I would almost certainly trade back.
Yeah, I mean, quarterback 8, Anthony Richardson. You got Caleb 9, Murray 10.
And see, I'd rather
Jordan Love 11.
Right. I could tell you where I would go with that. I would either go Caleb or Kyler at you know, in that 10 hole. And so yeah, I wouldn't necessarily need to trade back.
Yeah, I mean, one of the knocks on Richardson was his he wasn't on the field. Like he didn't have a resume really. He didn't play that much. He didn't have that much under his belt playing time.
Still doesn't have that much under his belt for playing time.
Still, that's what's weird about this whole Anthony Richardson thing. If I was a Colts fan, I would be just scared.
Yeah.
But maybe it's the time to buy them now. If that's the case. Maybe there's some scared of GMs.
The thing is though, like they've got time to develop him, you know. So we'll see what happens there. You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
This one's Xavier Worthy.
Hmm.
Okay, it's gonna be Xavier, and let's see here, Christian Kirk, Terry McLaurin, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs. That's interesting. A little mix there.
Yeah. Jeez, this is weird.
I know.
One, two. Okay, I'm going to go Adams, Worthy, Kirk, T-Mac, and Diggs.
Adams, Worthy, Kirk, TMC. And Diggs.
Yes. All right. Very weird. Very weird because we have wide receivers. And we have a like fresh quarterbacks. I don't know who's all throwing right. The ball.
I am going Adams, Worthy, TMC, Diggs, Kirk.
All right.
So not too crazy. You know, we differ on Kirk by a couple spots there, but otherwise it's pretty close.
Yeah. And the rookies, you're just throwing a dart with a rookie.
You are. Especially when you get down to like the 108, 109.
I mean, the rookies don't even really matter until they prove themselves.
Right.
But yeah, and Terry McLaurin, it's tough. I mean, he doesn't have a quarterback currently. He's getting up there in age also.
Yeah.
It's like he's never really been like a super. He's never been an elite receiver.
Then that's the problem with and why I have him at 3 and you have him at 4. It's because he's just been good.
Yeah. You know,
he's been fine, but there's a quarterback situation there where they don't have a quarterback. And he's never had more than, I mean, his career high is 1,191 yards. He had 7 touchdowns his first year, but then more than 5 after that. He's averaging like 78 receptions a year. So,
yeah,
like, you're not getting blown away by that either.
And it was his fault. I made the Jalen Reagor deal in the HU1.
Do not blame him for that. Do not blame Terry McLaurin for you being a fucking idiot, okay? And waiting to the last minute and panicking.
I'm totally blaming him.
Waiting to the last minute and panicking.
It's totally Terry McLaurin's fault that I traded him for Jalen Reagor straight up. So it's his own fault that he was traded for Jalen Reagor.
It's his fault. That's right.
But I want the magic box and Worthy. Over pretty much all these guys, they're all just blah guys. I mean, Adams is going to give you he's going to get you the target volume. Diggs, who knows where you're going to get out of Diggs, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be the Davante Adams in Houston, but Houston kind of already has their thing set up, and then you're bringing Diggs. Who knows how that's going to work out, but yeah, I'd like to just give me the magic box, and Kirk is kind of like, you know what you're getting out of him, and he's just going to be a steady, he might take care of business here or there, but he's pretty much just going to be Christian Kirk. Just look at his annual stat line, and it's kind of the same. He's got like
70, yeah, it's another TMC
70 thing. Catches, that sort of thing.
Yep. It's another one of those where I don't think he has a wide receiver one ceiling, which is fine because not everybody can be wide receiver one, so you need wide receiver twos. But I mean, last year 787 yards, banged up, obviously, only played 12 games. The year before it was 84 for 1108 and 8. That's a solid season, but he's never, I mean, just hasn't broken out, and now he's about to be, let's see here. Yeah, he'll be 28 this season in November. So the opportunity to really blow up and gain a bunch of value is disappearing.
Yep.
Let's go back to quarterbacks.
Give me that box, baby.
All right. This time we're going to have both of the second and third quarterbacks in this list. So we got Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, and Brock Purdy.
Daniels, Purdy, Prescott, May,
and Kyler.
Oh, Daniels. Okay. Kyler, Daniels. Who's left?
Prescott, Purdy, and May.
Purdy, Prescott, May.
We're much closer than I thought.
I feel like it's an obvious, like, you want a little taste of the rookie.
Uh-huh.
And then you just pretty much list them out the way they should be.
This is the only thing that we switched is Purdy and Prescott. I have Prescott over Purdy. You have Purdy over Prescott. That's it.
Yeah. It's just Tyler. If Dak was on another team, it's just him on the Cowboys just irritate me.
I don't get it. I mean, he's 30, though, so there's that.
Yeah, the Cowboys just – I don't know. It's just him and the Cowboys.
All he does is just – all he does –
I don't know why I don't – I don't understand why I don't like the Cowboys. Like, why would I have any kind of disdain for the Cowboys? I really don't
know. You've never had any sort of rivalry with them?
You know what it is? It's just like my – I have a handful of, like, douchey friends that are Cowboys. Like, my buddies that are just like, why are you a Cowboys fan? You live in New Jersey.
Yeah,
you know, they jumped on the bandwagon, you know, in the 90s.
Back in like 92, yeah.
The mid-90s, when they were, you know.
It was like 90, 91, 92, 94, right?
The Jimmy Johnson years.
Wasn't that the three championships?
Something like that. Barry Switzer, Jimmy Johnson, and then.
Maybe it was 92, okay, let's see here. Oh, it was 93, 94, 96. It was later than I thought. In my head, I had 91, 92, 95, 94. So, yeah, 93, 94, 96.
Yeah, too big for their britches.
Yeah, well, they've been just hauling around empty britches for a while now.
I mean, I don't agree with this ADP. Like, why is Marvin Harrison going at 21 and CMC's going at 23? Why is CMC Tyreek Hill?
That ADP is right. That ADP is dated. There's no way that Marvin Harrison is going 21.
I just think that the way that they collect it is just, I don't know, four mock drafts, and that's this is how we're gonna,
right?
I don't know. I feel like you need a bigger sample size.
Yeah, he's 15 in this on Keep Trade Cut, which makes sense.
Who's 15?
Marvin.
Yeah,
he's 15. Which is much more reasonable, like early, mid-second, maybe.
21? Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going.
No, I mean, if you go back, if you
put all. Although, I mean, it's studs. Top 20 in a dynasty league is studs.
Are you taking Jahmyr Gibbs or Marvin Harrison Jr.? We'll just go off on this.
I'll probably go Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breece Hall or Marvin Harrison?
Probably Marvin Harrison, just the age. Not that there's an age gap, but it's like it's like dog years with a running back, right?
Yeah. And see, you already answered with Puka. Same thing with ARSB. You answered with that.
I still want Marvin Harrison. I still want Marvin Harrison over Puka.
Yeah.
Because I still think there's a draft. I feel like there's a stigma still. Even though he exploded, he still has that whole, like, whatever capital that he got.
Right, yeah, fifth round or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I feel like Puka was still a fifth-round draft pick. So I get that he had a record-setting season, greatest of all time. But I'm still taking the guy that's going to be drafted in the top 10 over him. And that obviously has all the hype coming with him as well. But yeah, he has the hype entering the draft instead of getting it at the end of the season. I'm taking Marvin Harrison over Puka. I don't know who wouldn't. Would you?
Yeah, I'm taking Marvin Harrison over Puka.
But is
we did that? We did that.
Even is it close?
I have Puka two spots below Marvin Harrison. I have ARSB above Puka. You had it reversed, or no? You had ARSB over Puka. You just had Wilson above because you're a homer.
Yes,
you had the same. We had the same thing. We had Marvin Harrison Jr., ARSB, Puka. I just had Wilson last year, Wilson second. Everything else is the same. All right, let's go to Senor Bowers. All right.
Let me flip the page here on my notebook. Here I have.
Yeah, I'm making you write. Okay.
Bowers, ready to go. Let's rock.
All right, Laporta, McBride, Kincaid. We're going to do six this time. Pitts and Hockenson.
Wow. You're just doing everybody all at once. You should do a tournament style.
Well, we only have one.
Like a bracket style.
Yeah. Well, we only have one rookie tight end. So I
one, two, three, four, five. So there's six you have?
We could throw Mark Andrews in there if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Make it seven.
Why wouldn't you put Andrews in?
Yeah, there? I was trying to figure out if I want to put Hawk or Andrews, but that makes sense. The next cutoff is Travis Kelce. We don't need to do that. So these are all guys that have potential future in the NFL and fantasy world.
Wow, what a crazy list. This is nuts. Yep. Mine is nuts. Did you do yours?
I'm working on it right now.
Okay, you tap away. I'll be right back.
Okay.
How do you like this?
I don't know. I've got my I don't have two screens. No. I can look in a minute. Okay.
All right, let's hear it. Ouch.
All right. Oh, boy. Stumbling your way back. All right. I've got Laporta, Bowers, Hawk, McBride, Pitts, Andrews, Kincaid. It's a lot going on there.
We both have Laporta, number one.
Uh-huh. I think that's an easy one. You know, we've seen it, and he's super young.
What else did you have? Give me it again.
I had Bowers, Hawk, McBride, Pitts.
Wow. Hold on. Laporta, Bowers, Hawk, McBride.
Yep.
What else?
Pitts, Andrews, Kincaid.
Pitts, Andrews, Kincaid. Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. So,
how's your list look?
All right. I have Laporta, McBride, Hockenson, Andrews, Bowers, Kincaid, Pitts. If you're listening to this, I don't even know if I can include this one on the podcast, because you need to have a writing implement and you need to write this down, or else there's no way anyone's paying attention to this.
Well, what we can talk about is some things that we have in here. Like, clearly I am way higher on Bowers than you. I think he's going to be transcendent. Yeah.
Oh, a trendsetter.
Not trendsetter. Transcendent. I think next year I wouldn't be shocked at all if he's the tight end one.
Wow.
I wouldn't be shocked if he had a better season than Laporta had last year. It would not surprise me.
We both have a Hawk at three. You have McBride above Hawk. I have McBride below Hawk, but that's about the same. This is where it gets a little interesting. You have Pitts all the way down in last. Yes. I have Pitts above Andrews.
Yes. Was that an age thing for you?
It is. It is. I think Andrews is approaching 30 now. I don't think Kincaid is a difference maker, so I've got him down last.
Me too. Okay.
Almost. No, you've got him right above Pitts. Yeah. You're higher on Andrews than I am.
I mean, it's 4 and 6.
I think we saw his best. And I think we have good Andrews, but not.
I cannot trade him for the life of me. I have him in one league that I actually traded Pitts for. I traded it was like Pitts and some picks. The guy it was an overpay for Pitts. And I'm Andrew. But I have some players on this team. It's just I don't know. The Pitt I have Andrews and I can't get rid of him. That's the moral.
I think you need to watch more Brock Bowers, is all I'm saying. If you've got him down there that far, you need to watch more Brock
Bowers. I'm gonna draft him everywhere I can.
Yeah. You're not gonna be disappointed for that.
So is he's top five for you?
He's second for me. He's my tight end two.
Okay, but in rookie drafts, where does he land?
Four or five in a tight end premium.
4 or 5 in a tight end premium. And then what's the tight end? 1.25? 4 or 5?
1.5 is. I don't count anything below 1.5.
But hold on. What if it's a 1 point? What if it's just a PPR?
Regular PPR? I'll take him at six.
Six. So he's going. So you'll take him at his ADP in a PPR league with no premium.
Yeah.
You're viewing him as clearly a wide receiver one.
I think he's going to have multiple seasons that are going to be, you're going to be going, okay, this guy is 900 yards and 8 or 10 touchdowns.
Lock it in,
Which in the tight end world is a difference maker in your lineup. He doesn't have to be a wide receiver one. He needs to have value of a replacement. So when you're talking about the tight end spot, I don't care that he's not scoring comparison. I want him to score more than my opponent's tight ends and make a difference at that. See what I'm saying? So I don't worry about him necessarily scoring more points than Adunze or whatever. I mean, Adunze could have 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns, and he wouldn't be as valuable as a Bowers with 900 yards and 7 touchdowns. Just the value wouldn't hold because of the position scarcity.
So the spaceman, I'll take the hit on this one. I think it was my bad on this one.
Did you not read it correctly?
Well, I saw the I'm down for 9:30 if you guys are, but apparently he sent me a screenshot. Prior to that, at a later date, hold on a second here. He must have, okay. Oh, God. This is amazing. Okay. So he goes. So he. Remember, I told you about this field hockey thing with his wife?
Yes.
So he's like, my wife. So this is. This is funny. This is yesterday.
Right.
His wife playing field hockey on Mondays. But yada, yada, yada. Besides Mondays, I can do whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, we can do a Tuesday, Wednesday. I respond a half hour later. We can do a Tuesday, Wednesday, 9:30. And nothing. So today, and this is today at like, 7 o'clock, I said?
Okay.
So it was like today at 7 p.m. I'm getting ready for, I'm thinking the tonight's show, it's on my mind. And I get a text from the spaceman. He's like, I'm down for 9:30 if you guys are. That's it.
Right. And he's thinking.
But it was after my yesterday. We can do Tuesday, Wednesday if you want, basically.
Gotcha. So yeah.
Clearly a misunderstanding.
Larry can't read. Yeah.
Well, I was like, he said the wife last yesterday he said his wife plays field hockey on Mondays, and I could I said we could do a Tuesday, Wednesday, basically, if you want.
Right. And then had he responded yesterday, you would have pieced it together. He was talking about Tuesday or Wednesday.
Not right. If he had responded. So yesterday at 9:53 PM, if he had responded at all in the next, like, you know, even the first thing in the morning, if he had said I'm down for 9:30, if you guys are.
Yeah, I get
it. I got the 7 PM. The fact that I got the 7 PM while I'm thinking about the podcast already, I get the 7 PM. I'm down for 9:30 if you guys are.
It's fine. We get it. You can't read. It's no problem.
Yeah, I know.
We're not angry with you. We're not angry with you. It's okay.
Anyway, you're right. You're right. And I told him I thought today was Tuesday. So I was just trying to send him a quick text because I thought we were locked in for tomorrow or Wednesday. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes.
All right. Whatever, space man. No biggie. Yeah, I didn't get excited you were coming on. Like, it got me pumped for the show.
Well, we covered a lot. We really ran down the list of basically all the first round guys.
Yep. Made some bets for the draft. So that's all that's left for us.
That's it. It's
the draft, right? Next week?
It's draft party, baby. It's draft party.
Next show's a draft party. Unless you want to entertain Spaceman tomorrow. I don't have to get permission from my wife for that.
No, I need to do family stuff, man.
Yeah. Oh well.
I have to come home tomorrow and put some perches in my chicken coop for these little baby chickens to go in there.
A perch?
Yeah, they need some perches to roost on at night. So that's what I get to do tomorrow.
So they sit there and sleep?
Yeah.
Sit on it?
Yep. That's exactly what it is. And since I'm adding 17 chickens to our flock, I need more perches. I need more places for them to sleep.
Our flock, he says.
Yeah. Well, it is a flock. I had 7 nesting boxes, which they say you need a nesting box per four hens. Well, now I took out 3 of them. So I have 4 nesting boxes. By the time these girls start to make eggs, my oldest chickens will probably be basically done making eggs. So I'll be almost 1 in 4.
You age out of making eggs if you're a chicken. Dude,
five years old is retirement age, man.
No kidding. These chickens are five.
Yeah.
Five. So I think we probably talked about this, but all these eggs are different, like shades, different colors and stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, most of the eggs that we get right now are like the tannish brown eggs.
But are they all tannish brown or are they all like different shades?
Different shades of tannish brown. Yeah. Some are a little bit more pink, some are darker, etc. But this time, Stevie D in the chat, he's got a trade question for us.
Oh,
when he gets it written out. But this time, I got a bunch of chickens. I got some white leghorns. They'll lay the white eggs.
I can say this guy with chub.
Oh, he said the 212. He's already assuming
2025 212. I'd rather have Nick Chubb, honestly, I guess.
He's assuming. Hey, Stevie D, we talked about your trade earlier. I want Nick Chubb. Larry wants the second. Although we didn't assume that it was going to be the
I did not even assume it was a 212. You're anointing someone the champion already?
Right, yeah.
2025?
Aggressive.
2024 champ? Look at this. So, yeah, I'm not taking Nick Chubb. I would totally take Nick Chubb over the 212 because if you get anything out of Nick Chubb, he's worth a 206.
Right.
Well, actually, you're not going to get anything out of him because, well, I guess if it's a 2025, if you get anything out of Nick Chubb this year, it doesn't really matter. 212 is nothing. If anything, Nick Chubb can get you a mid to early second if he's the shit, and then you can trade him to a contender.
Right.
But yeah, I'll take Nick Chubb over just a. What the heck is a 25-212 this time of year, done in April of 2024?
So I am now resetting the board in this auction, and my bid just went off the board. So now I am resetting. I've run Nick Singleton.
up to 250. That's the guy that had 250. I think I'm just going to let him win it. It's going in 25 minutes, and that's one more guy off the board for me. I don't have to worry about him at all. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. Let that run out, and then he won't be a threat to me.
For the record, this ADP that I was referencing earlier, Pat Mahomes is the QB1, by the way.
Well, that's a mistake. Although, let's see here. On Keep Trade Cut, Patrick Mahomes is number one. I think it's a mistake. Although, okay, so here is how much difference there is. Mahomes, this is a 10,000.
Why is it a mistake? He's the only quarterback that doesn't have questions.
Yeah, but Josh Allen's been a top two quarterback for like 5 years in a row or something like that.
All right, man. Well, you can't do it forever. It's fucking spaceman.
So right now, Mahomes has 9,999 points. Josh Allen has 9,993 points. It's 6 points difference between Allen and Mahomes. Yeah. You know what's surprising is that Hurts is all the way down below Lamar Jackson. He's down at 8. He's closer to Joe Burrow than he is to Lamar Jackson. Can't get behind it. Can't get behind it. Oh, hey, here we go. In the Patreon, if you're interested in joining our Patreon, $3 a month, you can join the chat. You can hear about trades. Here's a doozy. It's a doozy. All right, Mike Williams and a 25 fourth or the 303.
Wow. I want the 303.
Oh, come on. Just give me Mike Will and a fourth. That's close enough.
Well, what's the fourth? Is it an early fourth?
Who cares?
Well, it's a 303.
It's a fourth rounder. Doesn't really matter, does it?
All right, yeah. I guess give me Mike Williams. Fine. Give him to me. When's he going to play? Is he going to start? Is he going to be any good?
Is the 303 going to be any good? What's the hit rate down there? Like 8% or something like that?
The 303. What did we talk about that? Is that the 304? 303? What's the 303 overall pick?
27th pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no man's land. Yeah. Give me Mike Williams.
It's a bunch of random dudes.
Yeah, it's like Will Shipley, Roman Wilson, wide receiver 12. Yeah. We're talking about wide receiver 12 through 15. Ricky Purcell in that general area.
Right.
And then you got your running back 6, running back 7, Marshawn Lowell. Actually, your wide receiver 16. Yeah, it's just like a middling bunch at the end of the second round, beginning of the third round. But you never know when these guys are going to get drafted. If the over-unders, Jesus, it could be 7, 8 wide receivers drafted.
It could be interesting. Yeah.
5 QBs, it could be 13 fantasy relevant players, with Bowers, 14. I mean, we can get up to 14, almost half the draft of fantasy relevant players would be amazing.
Yeah.
Exceed our super flex draft that we're hoping to kind of get out of that first round.
We could be close. We could be close.
Did we say goodbye? Did we say goodbye yet?
We did not say goodbye yet.
We should.
Okay, well, let's say goodbye, Larry.
It's getting loud. It's getting late, isn't it?
It is getting late. I think on that note, we should save that story for another day.
Oh, is that time? Is that time? The NFL draft is around the corner. Meet us for the live draft party with all your favorite friends. Thanks for listening to the Dallas State Hot Sauce Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Larry Monkey and Justin Rogers. Talking Dynasty Football, baby. Come get some.